It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rachel McFadden, the Boomer Broads. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how you love Anne-Marie and Janet.
No,
and
false advertising.
Oh, Janet's not there yet.
It's okay. The Boomer Broad.
Broad, okay. Miss Brodsky.
Just a broad.
All right, so I'm in New York, and I'm looking around at all the lights and the beautiful things, thinking about presents. We only have, 11, 12 days until Christmas, so we're into buying and celebrating. Is that one that goes, does one go with the other? Buying and celebrating, do those two?
I don't think so.
Buying and celebrating?
Buying presents and celebrating. You don't think so, Anne-Marie? Why?
No, because I think you can celebrate without buying.
Yeah?
Definitely.
But is it, does
Doug
it mean
does.
More? Yeah, I do. I get into a, I'm in a, I don't know whether I can best describe it as the holiday spirit or just the I don't know, maybe it's the emotional spirit, although this season will be dampened because of Tony passing. But in general terms, I think that there is so much goodwill that is genuine goodwill. I don't feel like people are phony baloney about it. And that's what makes me like this time of year.
Well,
it has
nice
nothing
feeling.
To do with religion. It has to do with the spirit that surrounds where people go. I mean, when I was in the Holy Land, so it was neat because the holiest time of the year for all three of the monolithic religions are now, you know, and that's basically it.
You guys okay there?
Yeah, well, there's a picture. I saw this. Actually, Roberta emailed this picture to me the other day. It's a picture of Han Solo holding a menorah. And the caption is, "Keep the Han in Hanukkah." And he's in
place.
Yeah, it's been around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roberta, for that juggle. All right, so how do we keep the Han in Hanukkah? How do you keep the spirit? How do you do it, Anne-Marie? How do you keep... The reason I ask you about shopping is because I figured you were a shopping kind of girl. I liked it, and that's kind of...
No, I am. I am. I've actually changed my ways this year. I'm not shopping a lot. I'm going away for Christmas, so I won't even be here. My kids have, came home for Thanksgiving, so we did a lot of the celebrating then. And I guess one of the things I do is I do a lot of home cooking, homemade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I'm giving out gifts to the people that help me throughout the year for one reason or another, it's usually a homemade something or other. So I try to do that, and I'm getting more and more like you. Yeah. Maybe I don't know.
People that spend a lot of time around me sooner or later get to be like me. There
well,
you go.
I like the fact that you focus on the spirit. I think that's and I excuse my the way I sound this morning. I apologize. I'm pretty sick, but I really think it's. I don't know. I'm getting more and more spiritual about it.
Good.
Without being
good.
Religious, but
yeah, you don't
spiritual.
Have to be religious. There's a spirit in the air that is goodness. It's kindness.
Yes.
It's love.
Yes.
It's compassion. It's help. It's all and many other adjectives that you can use. And maybe there's some remembrance in it. It's, we all at this time of the year will, for better or worse, remember the people who have gone this year. And there's a lot of. Thanksgiving that I'd be around that.
Yeah. But I did a lot of that at Thanksgiving, as it turned out. So, I don't know. I think you've got a good point, though. That's all.
Yeah. Well, that's what... Okay. One for the white guy in New York. Good point. Yeah, I made a good point. Hello.
Good point.
Right, so, what about other people that you know? Do you have this conversation? Because I think this conversation is now people are coming around to it. Maybe it's because they realize they don't have enough money or as much money, so they're forced into it. Maybe to have a look. You know, maybe it does make a difference why you're forced to do it. The fact that you are thinking this way is better, it seems to me. And I want all the stores to do well. Don't get me wrong. I want business to be good. But, at some point, either you acknowledge this to be a pagan holiday, which is really what it was, and it has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus, even though it was... And I got a lot of history lessons about the timing. It was actually around 340 BCE, before the Common Era is what it's called now, instead of AD. They refer to it as the BCE, before the Common Era, or after the Common. Before the Common Era is before Christ and then after. But at any rate, somewhere between 300 and 400 Anno Domini, the tradition of these pagan festivals at the end of the year was taken over by the Catholics, the emerging Catholic Church just getting started, looking for a way to hang its hat on stuff that's going on that everybody's paying attention to. Okay, here's a celebration at the end of the 12th month. We'll grab it and take
it.
And Jesus wasn't any more born on December 25th than I was. But, you know, it's just, it's a symbol. And they used that symbol. And wouldn't it be kind of interesting, having gone to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre a couple of days ago and thinking
about
it.
Isn't that something when you go
God,
there?
Oh, my God. The second time I've been there. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But the essence of what you sense around the end of Christ's life, when we celebrate somebody's life who's passed, don't we all want to celebrate the goodness in it? Maybe we ought to have want to get people really going? Blasphemy.
No.
Let's change Christmas to around Easter time and celebrate them together. How's that for blasphemy? Pretty good, huh? All those in favor say aye?
Yeah, no, I don't. No aye from here.
No, okay. At any rate, well, but it would be nice to have the symbolism, if you will.
Match the meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the other side of it is, couldn't we, maybe we could replicate this feeling we have at Christmas time because of the pagan holiday again at Easter time? Because Easter, no matter whether you're a member of the C&E crowd or not, it just, Easter doesn't have the same oom-pa-pa that Christmas does. Doesn't.
But we know, I understand, we just celebrated in the Catholic Church the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th.
Right.
So if the Immaculate Conception was December 8th, that means if it's a normal nine-month gestation, we should be like sometime around August?
August, right. Well, the word is it was in March, but August is as good a date, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be consistent with Catholic teaching.
Right.
Well, then the Catholics aren't even consistent with Catholics
it's
teaching.
I had forgotten about that.
Right?
Yeah, I was kind of like figuring it out the other day. I'm going, wait a minute. Today's the Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
Right. How did it get this
How did we at December?
Up? Well, why isn't anybody asking that question?
I don't know.
Probably. Good.
Maybe somebody knows.
Yeah. All right. So in terms of shopping and buying presents, Anne Marie's not doing as much. Roberta's not doing as much.
No.
Richie, what are you doing?
My kids are getting older, so I'm doing more.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So it's all about children. Jennifer, what are you doing? No, Jennifer had to go. All right.
The interesting thing is with kids is the older they get, the larger the presents are.
Yeah.
So you can just buy one big one now.
This is true, yes.
I can't do that.
And my youngest daughter's having her Sweet 16, so she just wants one gift because her Sweet 16 is December 28th.
Oh, she's the day after Megan.
Wow.
Megan's the 27th.
Yeah, so she wants one big gift, which is a digital video camera.
Oh, nice.
So she can use it to do what she's doing in school.
Yep.
Practice stuff. That's very good. All right. I have a good idea for Christmas for everybody, and it comes from Doug Steffen's Good Day. The Food Supply Depot has put together a package of food that you will not believe. I'm saying you won't believe because it's so inexpensive, because the finest quality foods are used here. Wonderfully delicious, wonderfully nutritious. And this food has a shelf life of, if you can believe it or not, 20 years. You heard me correctly, 20 years. This is a special holiday deal, a special thing for your family, for your friends. Who doesn't know somebody? Anne Marie was affected. Richie was affected. Roberta was affected.
Mm-hmm.
I was affected. You were affected by storms, disasters, messes this year that cost you probably 3 or 4 days of your life.
Yeah.
And if you don't have in your home enough food for at least 72 hours, you are crazy. So this is a way for you to get really good food, for you to get it at the right price. It's a great practical gift for your family and friends. And it's easily obtained by going to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. That's foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Or you can go to DougSteffen.com and go to the Friends page, click on the Food Supply Depot icon that's there. Order your food. It's easy. And we've arranged with the company to donate part of the purchase price to the Veterans Research Corporation, which does medical research for veterans. So that's the deal. You buy the food, you give it to your friends, you keep it around. It's practical, it's reasonable, it's intelligent, and you're helping not only your friends, you're helping yourself, you're also helping veterans who may be sick or have some sort of dire circumstance the government's not taking care of. The Veterans Research Corporation is. So again, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Free shipping to boot. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Order your emergency food supply today for Christmas presents.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check. Is it? I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherfuckers.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/17.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Christmas and the magic of Christmas in the air. Have you seen the strange Christmas card sent out by San Juan, Puerto Rico? Shows a Santa Claus, his family, posing with a stuffed jaguar that's lunging at the throat of a stuffed antelope. There you go. That's what I want to get in the mail, is a postcard or a Christmas card with that on it. It's 21 after the hour. The Boomer Broads are here on Good Day.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Brian, yeah, that's Brian. That's who that is. Brian on a Fender. Beachy Bleach Boys or Bleachy Beach Boys. I forget what I used to call them.
You like the Beach Boys?
Bleachy, I love the Beach Boys.
Some of the
stuff that's softer, I don't like, but any of the upbeat.
Do you like that Christmas
Rhonda,
stuff?
I like the.
You listen to the harmonies and
I
In My Room.
For you, Doug.
What do you do?
One of their slowest songs.
Roberta's going to give me a present.
She is?
Yeah, I think so. This will be something I can listen to as I travel across the country next week, because Charlotte and I are leaving on Saturday to drive cross country to Los Angeles. And I have, that's the only time I ever listen to CDs or things, as you know, because the radio is so bad. Most of the country, the radio is awful. So
you should load your iPad up with a bunch of music.
Yeah, that's it. Will you show me how to do that? Yeah.
Yeah, Roberta, just go to Amazon and download this CD onto his iPad.
We have the Boomer Broads with us at 24 and change after the hour. Thank you, Roberta. What did she just give me? All right,
is this your Christmas present?
Wait, no.
I was going to mail it to you, but...
All right, hold on just a second.
Save him a couple of bucks.
It's a wrinkled record. The Beach Boys Christmas album that somebody has put a flame to. Did you buy it like this, or did you make it like this?
No, they made it into a bowl, Doug.
Into a bowl, so I could put pretzels in this.
Yes.
Really?
It's an actual, it's a real
it is.
Beach,
it's the real
Boys
Beach Boys Christmas
album.
What a waste of a good Christmas album.
Aim a little higher than pretzels, won't you?
It's an actual, album. It's a 33.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
And what they've done is they've made it into a bowl.
Nick, man with all the toys, Santa's beard, Merry Christmas, baby, Christmas Day, Frosty the Snowman, all Beach Boys things. Now, this is on the Capitol Records original version of this, which was done probably in 1964.
I have the record. Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now you have a bowl.
Right. Now I have a bowl for my almonds and my cashews. Perfect.
It's a place in Asbury Park in the convention hall that he makes these.
Very
he's
cool.
The only person who makes these.
That's where I'm...
What'd you say, Anne-Marie?
I was going to say that's where I'm going on Thursday.
Are you? Where are you? Where is it?
I'm going to Asbury Park.
Are you? Wait, for
what
Christmas?
A coincidence.
Oh. Asbury Park. Janet, one of the two Boomer Bros are here with us, Janet and Anne-Marie. So, Janet, we didn't get a consult from you as to what you were doing. Anne-Marie told us what she was doing, and Roberta and Richie. Pretty much everybody is down, although Richie's not because he has children that are getting older, so they're getting a little bit more. What is your purposeful direction at Christmas time when it comes to either spending or thinking about what you're going to do to make people around you supposedly happy because you got them something nice?
Oh, dear. This is quite... I'm going to upset many people. I am a true Bah Humbug person,
good
Doug. Let me begin. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if this comes as a surprise to anybody, but that is not my holiday.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it. And
the worst shopper on the face.
I am. I'm the worst shopper on the face of the earth. I've been known to hand people cash at the last minute, like stuff it in their pocket. Happy holidays.
Really?
Not good. Yes, I am very, very bad at it. I can never think of anything.
How about you and I go to dinner, and I'll get close to you, and you can stuff a little cash it in my pocket.
Cash in your pocket, buddy.
Yeah.
If it comes from Macy's, your gift will arrive in a Macy's bag.
Oh, yeah, I don't wrap. I lost that gene. My mother
right.
was fantastic.
So what are you doing for, well, Anne-Marie, you guys have been friends for 30 years, worked together, and have been up and down in each other's lives. So what are you getting Anne-Marie for Janet?
Well, surprise. I haven't decided exactly what I'm getting in. Can you believe this? This is what I mean. I wish you wouldn't throw me under the bus.
But you know what?
I had an idea, though. I have a home on Cape Cod.
Yeah.
And I just put a new kitchen into my home, which is a very costly item, as anybody
me,
knows.
Me, in other words.
Every put a new kitchen in.
Yeah.
So I thought I would learn to cook. Now, this is a tacky gift. I thought I would learn to cook, get some lessons, and have my friends and family over for the first thing I've ever cooked in my entire life.
I don't want to receive.
And make sure you have like Pepto-Bismol and Alka-Seltzer on hand.
You soothing Pepto-Bismol and feel good. That's a new Christmas song. You soothing Pepto-Bismol and feel good. Again, all right, that's a great idea, Janet. Thank you. That's an inspiration. I like that. We'll leave our conversation with inspiration from Janet and Anne-Marie, the Boomer Broads, here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
It's the 50% off sale at Toys R Us, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Say big with 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Disney Princess, and Cars. Plus 50% off favorite family board games like Mousetrap and Perfection. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Don't miss our 50% off sale this Wednesday only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect $1 million.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Health.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta and Richie and I, with a return to the Christmas feeling, the Christmas spirit, the Christmas essence, if you will. And, yeah, I think we'll spend every day, starting about now, I mean, especially since now I'm done with my trip to Israel, I feel like I can kind of, if we will, shift it into another gear, not necessarily a higher gear or a lower gear, but another gear.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought it was neat to be as close to all of that and just before the holy as time of the year for the three monotheistic religions. Holy Land, holiest time of the year. Got my thinking words pretty good, huh?
I'm impressed, Doug.
Are you really? I actually,
that you're thinking.
I thought that through. Yes. Oh. So we have this thing about what to do, how to best serve those who we think need to be served. I think it's a whole analysis. Will people not like you if you don't give them a gift? If they don't like you because you don't give them a gift, then they aren't your friends.
But if exactly. they give you one and you don't reciprocate.
You know what? I had a deal with, there was a former girlfriend who will remain nameless, who every year used to guilt me until I find she would give me a gift and send it to me. And even asked me one year if I was going to send her a gift. And I told her, no. But I.
But that's not why you give a gift. You give a gift to get a gift. You don't give a gift to get a gift back.
Right. Yeah. But that. But some people are kind of.
Except in my case to you.
Okay. What kind of a gift can I come up with for you? So.
Is it bigger than a bread pie?
Ah, yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
Yeah. I don't even
holding an apple.
Go near. The closest I go to a mall is to go to the movies at this time of year. And I will. Megan told me last, whenever it was, the day I left, what her plans were. Because it, in years past, we sort of, or she, and I don't, but she has 1 year with the parents, now the mm-hmm. parent, and 1 year with Matthew's family.
The in-laws.
So last year it was our, thank heavens, it was good because Tony, the five of us, Matthew and Tony and Brendan and I,
mm-hmm.
spent Christmas.
Nice.
Well, we had a nice day and then Tony and I went to the movies. And so this year, Megan said, you know, all right, Dad, we'll have brunch because Brendan's coming to New York for Thanksgiving to be with some of his friends. And so it's just Megan and me and Matthew.
Christmas, you mean?
On Christmas, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we'll do is have the morning to do whatever we do. We'll just eat, go someplace and have a brunch. And then I'll go to the movies and I'll spend the rest of the day in the movies. That's what,
well, that's fun.
Well, I mean, it's that way, in a sense, I go get a couple of boxes of popcorn.
Yeah.
And I'll spend, I mean, I'll do that. I've done that traditionally.
Do you buy popcorn at the movies?
I do. I don't buy tickets. I just buy popcorn. I buy one ticket, go work my way around the movie theater.
Oh, my goodness.
He just spends the whole day
popcorn.
There.
Yeah. Well, I did that last year on New Year's Eve day.
Oh, how funny are you? You sneak into the different theaters.
It depends on where I am. If I'm on the promenade, there are three theaters on the promenade in Santa Monica.
Uh-huh.
And one of them, it has usually eight movies playing, and the one across the street has six, and then the one down the street has four. So it depends on what I want to see. But if there are like three movies mm-hmm. in the sort of multiplex that's on the corner, then I'll go in and I'll see, you know, there's one movie, okay, I'll start there, and then I'll just work my way around the theater.
So how do you get the timing right? What, do you, like, hide in the bathroom until the movie starts?
No, you can pretty much, you can, if you're smart about looking at when they start and end, because they always tell you on the, this horrifies people. I always get email when I talk about this, because people think, you dirty, sly.
But, you know, on the other hand, you're buying the popcorn, which is a high profit margin.
Hold on just a second.
It's a
fortune.
This
is for everybody to know. The movie theaters make zip-o, literally nothing, on
the ticket price,
to the movie.
Price of the movie.
All of that goes to the movie distributor. Columbia,
distributor.
Warner Brothers,
whatever.
Fox, whoever it is.
Right.
Those are the people who get the money when you buy the ticket. The money from the popcorn, the drinks, whatever it is, the candy, that...
Right,
is
right.
How they
the
make
video
their money.
Games, whatever.
So I'm not cheating them at all. Am I cheating?
Well, you're cheating
people.
Somebody. You're
you
cheating
the movie.
The movie.
Well, if it's a bad movie, I don't feel like I'm cheating anybody. It's like the it's like the Japanese doctors. If you don't get better when you go see the Japanese doctors, you don't have to pay them.
Really?
Yeah. That's the way it works. Boy,
that'll reform the healthcare system.
Isn't that a way to fix it here? That would,
oh boy!
I mean, why
yeah.
didn't somebody come up with that idea? Okay. Anyway, it's just sort of back. That's actually. You know what? That's another good gift to give. I went through this before, and I want to underscore this. It brings me back around to when we were talking about where people get their gifts and how to be American, how to buy American, how to support Americans. And so all the crapola stuff that you can buy, junk that comes from Asia, instead of spending all your money doing that, buy a friend mm-hmm. an oil change. Buy them
right,
a
the local,
year at the health spa.
Yep.
Support
massage
American
places,
businesses.
Massage
yeah.
places.
Go to the car. I have a friend of mine.
Fabulous.
Spa treatments and stuff like that.
Like the place called Massage Envy. They're
yeah.
their
yeah.
national
yeah,
franchise
yeah.
owned by your local
yeah.
people.
Right.
You
yeah.
get them
oh,
gift certificates.
Some Chinaman from Beijing that owns it.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's funny. I was shopping for some toys for Sean, my son, and one of the things, I went to their website, and they make a big deal about the fact that all of the parts for this toy are made in America, made
yeah.
in the United States.
Yeah. That's
it
good.
It connects. You know, it's kind of like architecture Legos, but architecture.
I sense, Richie, that a lot of people, this year especially, there's animosity that's developing around the quality of the stuff we get from China. Mm-hmm. I mean, real animosity
oh, yeah.
now. And it's, you know, it's appropriate because the stuff that we're buying and having made over there is mm-hmm. crapola.
Well, I look at labels now.
Awful. Oh, you want to hear something funny? Richie, did I tell you this story? Tell me if I told the story on the air, because now I'm getting punchy, and I don't remember whether I told the story on the air or not.
Uh-oh.
The other day, we were walking through Grunberg and Mary Lynn and Cooperman, who is the guide, and Mary Lynn's husband, who's named Matt, great kid, and I are walking through the Jerusalem, the old city. And so Greg wants to buy something from the old city, for his wife. So he goes into one of the shops. You ever been in the old city? You've been in the old city,
yes.
or something, right?
Yes, I have.
So you know how the market's up.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
he goes into this
it's a
market.
Labyrinth.
And he buys this beautiful scarf. And he, you know, puts it in his bag and comes out and shows everybody. And says, Cuppy, look at this scarf. So Cuppy looks at the label on it.
Don't tell me.
In Hebrew, it says... Made in Taiwan.
No.
In Hebrew. So to fool all the tourists, because they think it's in Hebrew, they think it's made there.
I said,
oh, my goodness.
But it was hysterical. And most of the stuff that's in there, you know, it has the look of, there are lots of rugs. You go into any Middle Eastern
right.
market, you can find rugs everywhere.
Hysterical.
Or any of this other stuff is made out of silk and looks like it's fine. Oh, your finger is made in...
has that Middle Eastern look to it, but it was
in Hebrew. Oh, you know, so who's going to read the Hebrew?
Unless you're Israeli, right. You know Hebrew.
Well, Greg's Jewish, and he doesn't know how to read any of it. Mm-hmm. Because American Jews don't, I don't know, that, you know, they learn it for the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, the bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah, they're supposed to learn Hebrew.
But do you think they remember it like anything else? Then once they learn it by rote,
right.
You know, that's the end of it, pretty much.
That's so funny.
It really was hysterical.
Was he upset, or did he
just laugh? He didn't care. No, I mean, it was still nice. It was a very nice scarf. It just was when Krupe looks at it and he says, you know where this is made? And he says it in this very thick Israeli, you want to know? And I don't do that anymore. There's no sense in me even trying. Where this is made? And we're looking at it. Yeah, where is it made? Made in Taiwan. And he shows on the thing.
Could have probably gotten it cheaper in New York.
You probably could get most anything cheaper than you can get it there.
Yeah.
But you bargain. I paid for lunch that day. We went into a side street market, and everybody, of course, knew who Mary Lynn was and knew who Greg was. So
I'm looking at a picture of all of them at the hotel.
Yeah,
Inbao Hotel. Picture of.
Am I in the picture?
You didn't make this picture.
No. All right. They took pictures before. That was before I came down. It was probably last night, I'm guessing. Anyway, the essence of what really, in terms of connection, the people who are connected. Where was I? I just lost my train of thought. I was right on top of something, and then I lost it. What was I saying? You guys, this is a test.
I was looking at the picture.
Yeah, nice. Good, Richie. That's a big help. So apparently I've gone off too long anyway on this, because nobody
heard what you were saying.
All right. So if that's the case, time for a Christmas idea. If you want to have the woman in your life feel better about her face, I'm looking at Roberta's face, Richie, right now. She has a few fine lines and a few wrinkles. She's had a couple fixed. Yeah. So if you are interested in making the woman in your life, no matter whether it's a daughter, or whether it's a wife, it may be your mother, it could be a friend, products that have been developed by these people, their organic attitude, are really hitting high gear. And what we've introduced this year on this program is their Fountain of Youth, which uses clinically proven technology to increase your skin hydration by 90%.
Ooh.
You know how important that is. That gets rid of the fine lines, the deep wrinkles, by up to two-thirds. And this is the thing that's so good about this company. The folks who have made this are so sure you will love it, they want you to try it free. So now you can try this miracle anti-aging serum free. Just pay a little shipping and handling by visiting the website organicattitude.com. Organicattitude.com. Use the radio code GOODDAY, and you'll discover why they call it America's number one anti-aging molecule. That is, the serum is not sticky, is not smelly. It just is an excellent way for you to hydrate your skin, and we all know that's what gets rid of the wrinkles. So here we go again, organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY. It's one word, radio code GOODDAY, organicattitude.com. Get this visible way of reducing the wrinkles, boosting the collagen. It's free of any fragrance, glycols, just the best of the best, and great Christmas stocking stuffer, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Fountain of Youth, free bottle. Go to organicattitude.com/good-day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max, like an Epson inkjet artisan 730 printer and Kindle keyboard for one ultra-low price of $199.99. Hurry now and get Gifts for Less at an Office Max near you!
Gifts for Less at Office Max.
Prices good for 12/17, in-store only. See store for details.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn and you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused, but somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
It's the 50% off sale at Toys R Us, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Say big with 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Disney Princess, and Card. Plus 50% off favorite family board games like Mousetrap and Perfection. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Don't miss our 50% off sale this Wednesday only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Why not get into the spirit of the season, right? The more the merrier, as they say. It serves us well. A couple of birthday celebrants who have some nice Christmas albums, including John Davidson. Man, I haven't heard from him probably since last year at this time, Richie, I'm going to guess.
No, I don't know that I...
You know John Davidson?
Oh, I absolutely know who he is.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah, talk show host, kind of good-looking guy.
Tall, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yep, yeah, he'd be one. Or a game show guy.
Right, right.
He sang a lot of music and was around the Jerry Vale era, if you will. It's a lot of the saloon-type singers like Buddy Greco. Anyway, he doesn't have that same style, but he's that same era. At any rate, he's 70 today. Hark the Herald Angels Sing from his Christmas CD. Here is Ted Nugent. This ought to be interesting. Got an instrumental version of Deck the Halls. His birthday is today. He's 63.
Love
Richie's
it.
Digging this, of course. This would be a good theme for some Christmas special or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. I love it.
La, 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 la.
You can put on when you want guests to leave.
He starts it out when he starts it out here, a stranglehold.
Wow.
It's one of his songs.
All right. Randy Owen is also a member of Alabama. This is actually a pretty popular song at Christmas, I think, now, isn't it?
Yep.
The Christmas stations will be playing this song. Not just the country stations, the Christmas stations will be playing this song.
Merry Christmas.
They won't be playing.
I saw an article not too long ago. The Christmas stations play the same, I think it was 60 songs.
Well,
over
some
and over
of them, if there's competition in the market, one station will play the same songs over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Another station will take the hits and come up with, which is the preferable way. This is what people want.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have a variety of upbeat. Listen to me, I sound like I'm on the stage. An upbeat music, an upbeat blend of the popular Christmas tune. Anyway, so Christmas
is good. Taylor Swift to take you away.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift. 51 after on Good Day. To hear.
bells in the snow.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The end of the month means the end of the war. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. After a meeting at the White House with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, President Obama talked about the withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Iraq.
When I took office, nearly 150,000 American troops were deployed in Iraq. And I pledged to end this war responsibly. Today, only several thousand troops remain there. And more are coming home every day.
The president calling this an historic moment.
In the coming days, the last American soldiers will cross the border out of Iraq with honor and with their heads held high.
President Obama adding the end of the war marks the beginning of a strong strategic equal partnership between the U.S. and Iraq. American diplomats and private American contractors will remain in Iraq. Later in the day yesterday, President Obama and Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, honoring the nation's war dead. Retired Admiral Timothy Keating says he believes it was worth fighting the Iraq War. Keating led the Shock and Awe Air campaign that started the war.
Iraq is a free country, but we can't forget for a second that 4,800 some young men and women won't be coming home. We believe then, and I believe now, that it was an important mission and that it was right and just.
Keating says the history books will remember the troops' courage, valor, and bravery. He acknowledged that mistakes were made, such as being unprepared for the guerrilla war that ensued after the initial invasion. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble yesterday. The Dow off 163 points, closing at 12,021. S&P down 19. NASDAQ lost nearly 35 points. Crude oil fell $1.33 a barrel, settling at $98.08. Former Penn State defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky due in court today for a preliminary hearing. Sandusky facing a slew of charges for allegedly molesting young boys while working with his Second Mile charity. As many as 10 victims may testify at today's preliminary proceedings. On Capitol Hill, federal lawmakers have reached a deal to fund the government through 2012. The agreement potentially avoids a potential shutdown by the end of this week. Congressional aides say a bipartisan group of legislators who oversee government spending agreed on how to pay for key government functions until the current fiscal year expires October 1st of next year. At least 11 people arrested during skirmishes with police during Occupy protests at the port of Seattle. Police say protesters tossed flares, bags of bricks and paint at officers, and authorities say one officer was injured when he was hit in the face with a bag of paint. The Seattle protest, part of a large-scale protest designed to disrupt operations at port terminals all along the West Coast. And finally, we take you back to October to the lawn of the White House.
3, 2, 1, go!
That's figure skating great Michelle Kwan counting it down for hundreds of students from the Washington, D.C. area, all of whom joined First Lady Michelle Obama to do something special. And yesterday, Mrs. Obama made this announcement about what was done back on that October day.
I am proud to announce that we broke that old record, and not just by a little bit.
What record is the First Lady talking about? The record for the most people doing jumping jacks in a 24-hour period.
With your help, we had 300,265 people jumping that day.
That's a lot of jumping jacks. National Geographic Kids and other groups such as the Girl Scouts were involved in this global effort. And as the First Lady points out, it was more than just about having fun.
That's 300,000 people getting their hearts thumping and their bodies moving.
So what do you say? How about a few jumping jacks right now? Jump, 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 jump. There you go. That's enough. No offense, but I find it easier to jump when David Lee Roth and Van Halen are telling me to do it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.